SBS Radio.
Baby blues nga lang ba yan o depression na? Alamin gamit ang online tool ng Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia o PANDA. Ito ang panayam namin kay Terry Smith, ang CEO ng PANDA ukol dito. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning. So can you tell me about perinatal anxiety and depression for those who aren't fully aware of what it means?
Yeah, let me start with talking about that word perinatal. So it's a word lots of people haven't heard, but it describes the period right from the start of when a woman gets pregnant right through to 1 year after the birth of the baby. So perinatal, it's the period around the birth of the baby. And we're talking about anxiety and depression. They're both very common illnesses at that time. And even for people who haven't had any experience in the past with mental health problems, we know that one in five expecting or new mums will actually experience depression or anxiety during that time. And it's a really tough time to be unwell, and it can often be really hard to recognise those illnesses because, of course, it's such a time of transition when you're growing that baby inside as well as then you give birth and then bring that baby home. It's so much change going on, so it can be very difficult for mums and dads to recognise what's happening with their emotional or mental health during that time when they're very focused on the baby.
So how do you distinguish perinatal anxiety and depression from just feeling tired or from simply being hormonal?
Yeah, look, it can be really hard to recognise the difference. So to help expecting and new mums and dads understand that, PANDA's developed a new online mental health checklist. Now, it's important to say up front that checklist, it's absolutely anonymous and it's totally secure, and you don't include your name. So no one is going to know what you've answered. But there's a number of checklists there. So there's a checklist for mums, for women who are pregnant, and a different one for after the birth. And there's also a checklist for dads. So it's important to know that this can affect both mums and dads. And those checklists will really help you if you can answer those honestly. And as I say, it's anonymous, so no one knows what you're saying. But if you can answer those questions honestly, it will really help you understand whether what you're feeling are just the day-to-day ups and downs of becoming a new parent, or whether, in fact, you're one in five mums who will experience a depression or anxiety. And if that's the case, it's going to help you know where to get some help. So it's a really important thing to take 10 or so minutes out of your life to have a look at the checklist at panda.org.au to help understand whether these are normal feelings.
Well, 1 in 5, that's quite a high number.
It really is a lot, isn't it? And if you look around and think about your friends and your family, you probably do know people who've been affected by this illness. But one of the things we found through our research is that 1 in 2 mums who are actually experiencing depression or anxiety actually feel like they have to hide what's happening. So, you know, I think it's unfortunate, but we're still finding it hard as a community to talk about mental illness. You know, we're looking forward to the day when people can understand that their emotional and mental health is just as important as their physical health and feel comfortable to talk about it. But we've still got a little way to go.
Yeah, true. Especially for Filipinos, we tend to kind of like sweep it under the rug because we don't like talking about feeling pressured about being a new parent or feeling like we're not living up to what we're supposed to live up to.
Oh, and it's a big expectation, isn't it? And it is such an exciting and joyful time as well. But I think all parents feel a real pressure to live up to that. And I think if we can help, and right across your community, if you can help a mum understand or a dad understand that this is an important thing, that's a great thing you can do. We actually know that from our broad research that about 92% of Australians who responded to that survey said that they wished that they had done more to help someone. And I think, you know, within a family there's a lot that you can do It's important to understand that this is a real illness. We're really keen to break down that stigma that comes, because it's hard enough being a new parent, but if you've also got to feel like you're hiding something that's happening to you, that's a, you know, an extra pressure that you really don't need. And I think, you know, we do, for the people we love, the people in our close family and our community, we want to support them. And we're really encouraging people to understand that actually it's not a weakness to have these illnesses. It's very common, but also there's help available. So starting with the checklist is a good thing. As a friend or family member, if you're concerned about someone else, you could really do them a favour by letting them know that you do understand that this is a common thing, and that you also know there's some ways to get help. And starting at panda.org.au is a great place. We also have a helpline, so 1-300-726-306, and our counsellors talk with people from all different cultural backgrounds, and they talk every day with mums who are struggling to deal with their new role as a parent. So we're always happy to talk with people right across the community.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.